The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warriors, Cavs. We got a couple calls on the expectations thing, though, but I did want to get to your thoughts on whether you thought this game tonight is must-watch TV, because it's not going to be a nationally televised game.
Yeah, because you can't flex out the games at this point, so it's not nationally televised, which is I'm fine with that, Nick. I think that's dumb that that's how the NBA works. You think you'd give them that opportunity, but that's neither here nor there. It's must-watch for me and you. I think it's must-watch for people that are like, hey, I league pass and watch everything. Outside of that, I don't think this is a must-watch game.
I actually think, considering how bad the rest of the NBA was, if you put this game on TNT or ESPN, and like, I think this is one of the few games early that actually does deserve it. But again, the ratings are down across the board because the product isn't good. I don't know that Cavs-Warriors means anything to the casual NBA fan anymore because LeBron's not there and half the Warriors dynasty isn't there.
Yeah, that cachet's gone.
I think it is what it is. We're going to get to recommendations in a moment here. But Drake in Cleveland joining us to talk Cavs expectations. What's up, buddy?
How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Good show today.
Thank you.
I think that a lot of people, I mean, I talked to a lot of people before the season starts, you know, to gauge it. We are fans. I didn't hear anybody giving the Cavs any chance other than higher than fourth in the Eastern Conference. But now that they're 9-0, I hear a lot of people, as you do, saying that if they don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, then it's a failure. And I don't agree with that.
Peterlin, respond.
I didn't know we reset all these expectations. I didn't know we did that. Listen, Drake, I know what you're saying. I don't even disagree with the both of you. I think a lot of people did go into this of like, well, could be the Knicks, could be the Bucks, could be the 76ers, you know? And I it's okay to adjust based off that, but I've always had high expectations for this Cavs team.
Yeah, I mean, me as well. It just seems like right now we dealing with fools, though, and not in a sense of they're not good, but in a sense of they're winning while they learn. They're learning a new system. They're, you know, they're playing a different way with more options. And well, I don't mean they're playing a different way, but they have more options with the offense they're running now. So I think that's going to do them good while, as long as they keep winning while they learn.
Drake, yeah. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Drake. I just don't think they assembled this team in the core four and they put as much money into it and as much the draft capital and everything to be like, oh, we're pesky. We're a fourth or fifth best team in the East. We have a chance. Like, no, they didn't do that. They fired the coach for a reason. They wanted to get the most they possibly could out of this core four, and with that comes raised expectations, for sure.
I think it's okay to raise your expectations, but it's if you say, if these aren't met later, everyone gets fired. That's not what you're saying, but there have to be changes. That's where it's just like, oh, I'm not trying to be this guy because I hate... Like, we can have conversations, and even with the sample size, and it's November 8th, they get that. I don't want to shoot down every conversation. It's just, okay.
No, I think that's the dangerous.
I just need to see more and generous.
I think that's the dangerous part, is that you can't be the person that says, I expect Eastern Conference Finals, and then at the end of the season, if they don't reach that, say, well, hey, handshakes and back rubs all around. That was a good job, good effort.
I have a few comments, but I'm going to hold on them. I've been inundated with recommendations here.
It got exhausting.
It got like it was fast in between shows today. It was Fast and Furious. That, and Phelps gave me a really nice steakhouse rep.
He was so adamant. I mean, you told him you're going to Chicago. You're going to do a Blackhawks game. You're taking your brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Both my little brothers.
Both little brothers. That's great. So you get to be like, you know, big brother and kind of Sherpa them around around Chicago. It's going to be nice.
People have said Nick Wilson Sherpa.
That's what I hear. That's your comp.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a positive thing, but that is the comp. But
he gives you this like really nice steakhouse.
Yeah, that's not the
vibe you're going for at all. But he was like, yeah, tell me how it goes when you go there. It's like, that's not what's happening.
It's also an In-N-Out. Like, if I was going to Chicago for 3 or 4 days, I would need some recommendations, right? For one night, let's be honest. I'm going there to eat the best burger I can find, the best pizza I can find, and I'll kind of leave it up to my little brothers, whatever they want. To booze like crazy,
yeah.
To watch some hockey, booze some more, and then be really miserable driving home the next day.
Food is like secondary on that, which is not really a thing that people that love food the way that me and you do. Like, it's usually not secondary, but it is. Like, when I was in Vegas for that Circa trip, I got a message from one of our media friends. He's like, oh, there's this sushi spot. When you're in Vegas, you got to go here. And then he like gave me his number and was like, you call me the moment you're done with that. And you tell me that's the best thing you've ever eaten. I didn't have the heart to be like, man, I'm not going to go.
I love when people give me recommendations. But here's the thing. I never remember them.
No.
Unless it's a longer trip. One day trips, there's just, I'm going to eat one or two places. Like, we got
TripAdvisor. We got all sorts of different. We have ways of finding out the foods that we want. Do we need your recommendations?
Let's be real honest here. I'm going to have a dinner. I'm going to go hockey. Then I'm going to have some drinks. I'm going to get hungry because I've been drinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a late night thing.
You pay $37 for a hot dog. And you're going to love it.
Then I will wake up the next morning, get some sort of nice little diner in the area, and then I'm out. So really, there's one spot for a recommendation. It's dinner. And in that case, because it's a town that it's a part of town that I have no, like.
Well, it's not a great part of town.
Yeah, well, one, we're not doing it around the United Center. We're doing it in the Fulton area.
Fulton's fine. You'll be fine. They have some 24-hour diners over there, too, by the way. If at like 3 in the morning, you want that.
That's
good. I'm not telling you which one to go to. Yeah. I'm just saying the option's there if you want it. They're open 24 hours.
I'm not going off cell block D. All right? I'm going to take a walk around the neighborhood. But really, I'm just going to kind of stay in the Fulton area. And so, like, the recommendations, we were like, well, you should go north of the city, and you should go, like, no.
I just love that Phelps wanted to take you to this really nice steakhouse as if you're going to go in, like, your Blackhawks garb and, like, you and your brothers.
That is a really, that's a great point. Know thy audience. You should know. Like, I do like
nice steakhouse.
It was great when
Phelps went there, I'm sure. Like, it's great anytime I've gone there in life, but that's not what you're doing.
If I were to take my wife, totally different. It's me, and people are going to assume two guys that look like me. They're actually skinny and actually athletic, or relatively skinny. But no, they have like athletic accomplishments in their past.
Okay,
but people just think it's three me's. Do three me's look like we're going to a steakhouse together? I love it.
Not while boozing up for a Blackhawks game. Not that nice of a steakhouse.
I'm going to like suit up and get a haircut and take the hat off. And I, hey, let's go to that steakhouse. And I loved it, but it was a lot because Medigan hit us with like three.
He just kept going.
And I finally had to be like, I'm going to be there for like less than 24 hours.
He's giving you like seven different pizza joints. He's telling you about thin style crust as if he grew up there. I was like, wait a second. What's going on? What happened?
The proximity is it's closer to where he grew up. So I think
probably
he feels
probably where I grew up.
But it probably feels closer to home than him than if it was like, hey, where should I go in Westlake? You know what I mean?
I guess so.
It's like an opportunity to be like, hey, I know that place better than this one. 216-474-0092. Do you guys take recommendations? Like, do you actually, when somebody gives you a recommendation, do you go by it? I do, but not on a one-day trip. Even on like a two-day trip. It's got to be like a three-day trip or longer before I really am like, all right, now I'm going to plot out what I'm going to eat over successive days. When we come back, the right decision, it just didn't work out. That's right for a lot of different reasons, though. 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.